The Spanish Fly Flashbacks Podcast. Highlighting the best of hip-hop and R&B.
This episode of the Spanish Fly Flashbacks is brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing. For the hottest streetwear and the latest fashion, go to villainsandsaintsclothing.com.
Everybody, yes, we are back once again for another edition of the Spanish Fly Experience. You know, spicing it up a little bit more every week as we go on, because now I got more access to my homeboys by my side. Of course, you know, if you guys don't know, I was doing this shit by myself over in Sacramento. My homeboy right here, Rudy Herrera, my producer, he was the guy that was taking care of all the music and all the behind the scenes, you know, the beauty of the internet. But I always felt it'd be better to do in person, that way all three of us can just get together. When I mean by three, talk about my other homeboy right here. We'll just introduce him right now. This is my boy Dan Medina. What's happening, homie?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
You know, we're just chilling right here, man. Just, you know, getting shit going. Bringing back another fucking beautiful podcast, man. We love doing every single week, or at least try to every single week, you know, depending on our schedules and shit. But hell yeah. And if we don't really get together as much and chills, because it's been just kind of hot, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's summer, man. And
what do we got next week? We got like fucking 100 degree weather for like 10 days,
man,
in a row.
Over 108, 109 degree weather and shit,
man.
Oh,
man, bro.
And where I live at in Sacramento, man, Sacramento will fucking be like 95, 92 degrees,
you,
man. It's all good. I don't live there anymore.
I mean, I love you. But
yeah, I know what you mean. But
that's,
you know,
Cali love and all, but when I'm sitting here, it's 107, and I look on the thing and it tells me, oh, Sacramento, a cool ass 94 or some shit. Like, this is just weird that you would think 94 would be cool.
I know, right? But I mean, compared to 110, 111 degrees out here in fucking Fresno, man, you know, you get no love in the Central Valley, of course.
Yeah.
But my pockets were a little bit heavier, a little bit extra cash, not having to pay that much on my PG&E bill.
That's
just called SMUD, my bad.
SMUD?
The SMUD.
Damn.
Kind of a weird name if you think about it.
Got the smud butt?
A lot of smud butts in the Sacramento area, man, you know.
Man, you know what? We need more fans of this bitch.
Yeah.
Rudy's over here turning on his little ones just for him.
Yeah, he has to keep himself cool. I got a mastermind behind this bullshit right here, keeping the music going and, you know, keeping this podcast rolling every single week, or at least when we try to get together, you know. It was every week for a while.
It was.
You know, we had seasons one, seasons two. Season one was R&B hits from the 90s. Season two was, season one was just random shit. Season two was R&B. And season three, we tried to make it happen, but, you know, personal shit happened. But, we wing it every single week. And you know what? We're going to make this motherfucker. We're just gonna
take it back to your season one. We're just gonna wing it this one and see how it goes.
Hell yeah!
You can tell, I'm a new voice on this, so
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's got to be a little bit different. It ain't gonna be exactly the same, but you know what? We're trying to make it more entertaining.
But you know, it's just more fun when you got more voices involved as well. You know what I'm saying? So
what's up? Damn!
Yeah.
Pull out that Simpsons character and shit. What was his name? Roy.
Hey, Roy. But,
that's when you know your show was corny. You needed to bring in someone else. But
that's not the case on this one, all right?
Oh, you know, sure? Of course.
I was over there busting my balls about this bullshit. It's just, hey, I looked at it one way. You motherfuckers had to flip it around. It's all good. The boy just fucking around,
busting
balls,
all
man.
Right.
You know, it's all good. This is what we were seeing and shit. But of course, like I said, we talk about the summertime.
Hold on, man. Rudy's fans fucking going on overdrive right now.
Hey man, we gotta eliminate that background.
It's got its own little, beat going right now.
It's like, fuck your podcast, I'm taking over, motherfucker.
That's the new character.
That's the new character. Fanny.
What's up, Fanny?
What up, Fanny?
Man, raunchy ass fucking voice over there, fucking it up. It's all good.
All right, so what are we going to do for the show today?
Well, we're going to be talking about the summertime, man. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, we're going to get with the season because it's hot as fuck. And we're, you know, of course, with some hot ass jams back in the day, 90s. You know, we like to keep it 90s around this, you know, this bitch. But, you know, I feel that, you know, honestly, I'm pretty sure you agree the same way. 90s was like the best, like, decade of music probably to ever still be out there playing till this day.
You know, I feel like that's a half truth. Because 90s was chill, and because we grew up in the 90s, we obviously have a lot of love for it.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's some certain eras, like the 70s, some of the 60s, that has some good shit, especially for funk, R&B.
But you can you can compile a fucking playlist of all 90s cuts, bro, and you'll be here all fucking day versus any other decade, even the 2000s and even the new 2010 shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
once again, you know, I'm gonna respectfully disagree, but
I feel with the 90s.
I do love my 90s. I give you that.
Know, well, you know, you're more deep into it. I mean, I love my music, man. I don't care what genre it is, what year it is, what decade.
This motherfucker is about to get burned down right now. Rudy's fan is about to just overheat.
This fucking fan is going overdrive over here, man.
Shit. That's what I like to hear. Fuck that fan.
Yeah. Of course, you're going to disagree with me on that. But honestly, though, I feel like the 90s had probably the, you know, more hits, like, constantly, every, you know, year, every month. There was always something hot every time it dropped. You 70s, 80s, 60s. Yeah, you're right.
You don't like that rap that just goes...
None of that.
It almost sounds like David Lee Roth.
Talking about that mumble bullshit now?
Well,
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
There's some good shit. Bill Cosby rap,
man.
Everybody try to dip the spoon into the pudding when it's asleep.
Damn.
Didn't say that.
But can't say that.
All right, so.
Of course, we're gonna kick it off right here, you know, with one of my first 90s favorite jams. I don't know, to me, you know, one of the better songs back in the 90s, you know, it was the R&B style. One hit wonder, were a lot of one hit wonders back in the 90s as well, you know. And this song right here, I'm pretty sure this girl didn't make no more music after this, so she probably couldn't catch on. But I'm talking about Jomanda. You remember this song, Jomanda?
Jomanda.
Actually, the artist, Jomanda. The song's called Got a Love For You.
I remember the song Got a Love For You.
Yeah, it was a little
dance. Jomanda, the name just kind of escapes, but, you know, from the sound of it, just...
Yeah. So we're going to play this one right here. This is Jomanda, I Got a Love For You, right here on the Spanish Fly Experience. I just stop, baby.
I'm gonna beat you, gonna beat you.
Yeah. Joe Manda throwing it down right there.
Joe Mama?
Joe Mama? Joe Daddy? Joe Bald Headed Granny?
Damn. So nah. Not only are we bringing the 90s songs, but the 90s ranks.
Hell yeah.
That's you what's
know,
up.
You know, hell yeah, man. 1991 right there. I believe it was Joe Manda. I got love for you right here on the Spanish Fly Experience. Throwing it down right here in the city of Fresno, California.
That's right.
The Central California fucking heat.
Yep. You know what else is fire in the Central California?
What?
Yeah, Villains and Saints, bro.
Oh, yeah. Even though we're keeping the 90s around here, we're going to bring you back a little bit to the modern days, of course. 2019 and even, above that, years, beyond that, Villains and Saints clothing is going to be a fucking hit out there, man. Of course,
damn.
Got the Villains and Saints crew clothing. Villains and Saints clothing crew up in here right now, just chilling as well,
Yeah.
We're doing this podcast for you, of course. There's four of us. One guy not here today right now, but
that's
we got
all right.
Four here, chilling right here. Villains and Saints crew right here.
The great thing about it is it's going to be all over the place.
We're everywhere because
we got things in the works, man. We got people just chilling. So if you got something going on next Sunday, July 29th, I suggest you cancel those plans. Because what you need to be is at the Driftwell shop in Tower District. Do we have the address on hand? You know what? Don't worry about it. We'll get you on it. Okay, it's at the Saifu shop over in Fulton or Van Ness. Don't worry about it. We'll get you an address in a minute here.
Of course, you can also look on the Instagram page as well.
What we're gonna be doing is we're gonna be doing a barbecue, a get together for our St. Cal Drift people.
Yeah.
So back in the day, there was a nice crew out there that used to do a lot of stuff, a lot of shows and everything. It would be all of us. We would be chilling, just having a good time, showing off our rides. We get together, do some events. Well, There's been some scuffles as of late within that community.
Of course, disagreements and shit always gonna happen.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna try to bring it back to the old school. We all get along, we get together, we do this drifting
sort of
sport
reunifying that union that you guys had back then. Try to bring that shit back.
And how we're gonna start this back up is on July 28th, that Sunday. We're gonna hit it up at 707. North Fulton Street, and that's going to be at the Shifu Skate Shop. Also, it's the Driftwell Shop, and that's where we're going to be holding it. There's going to be food, there's going to be music, we're going to have a Villains and Saints, we're going to have a DJ. Who's
come on
DJ
out
on
for
that?
The fun. Check it out, man. Of course, you want to get paid, you want to look good while you're doing it, wear a Villains and Saints t-shirt. Come check it out, the Driftwell event. In the Tower District right there on Fulton.
Right. So
I thought you said Folsom for a minute, man. I was only thinking Sacramento and shit for a minute. I was like,
I've been there too long,
anymore.
Bro.
No. Been over there too long, man. Yeah. Fuck that.
Our DJ is going to be Jeremy from Driftwell. He's going to be hitting up the beats over there during It's just going to be a lot of fun, man. So we're going to also going to be shooting out a raffle for our Villains and Saints gear. We're going to have a booth out there. We're going to have some of the crew out there just selling some items, doing the raffle, giving away a little bit of stuff, not a whole plethora, but just enough to give you a taste, so that way when you're ready and you want to get done up, you want to get your threads nice, you're gonna hit up that website.
Yeah, that's right.
villainsandsaintsclothing.com.
We got our background voice right. Our background artificial noise.
Hey, what
right
was the
here,
name
man?
Of the dude from Wayne's World when Wayne's World 2? Handsome Dan and what was Mr. Scream?
Mr. Scream. Like, yeah, Mr. Scream. Yeah.
There it
is. Yeah, well, we don't have the computerized fucking sound effects, man. We'll just turn to my boy Rudy Herrera right here.
You
my
got it all.
Man. These motherfuckers can produce this shit, play the music, and be the sound effects.
He could also do DJ Clue. Want to hear it?
Oh, shit. DJ Clue.
And Krusty, apparently.
Oh, shit. He can do it all, man. This motherfucker, he's talented, man. Probably some other things he can do that we don't know about.
I'm hoping he's just drinking beer, because that's what I'm about.
Sure, he's going through them beers faster than we are and shit, hold on, wait. Man, we're almost going to turn this into like a fucking drunken podcast
almost.
If you think about it, but,
Yeah, everybody else does weed podcasts. Screw that.
We're going to do drunken podcasts, like the bullshit. Yeah. And of course, drinking some cold, refreshing brew on these hot summer nights here in Fresno, California. Remind you of what? You know, what?
Reminds you of what?
Reminds me of what? I don't know what
1995, you're talking about. Baby. Oh, what were you shit. Doing?
Oh, 1995. Oh, man. What were you doing? Let me see, I was 20 years old at that time. Yes, I'm an old fart. I know, I don't give a fuck. God, but, you know, damn, compared to the rest of the crew here.
You know, 1995.
Not my 20s back then, man. Whoa. I was roaming the streets.
Fucking Rudy was 9 years old.
I was roaming the streets of the homies, man. Fucking getting high every fucking day, drinking as much as I could drink, you know, because I didn't do much of that in high school. I was more like, you know, concentrating on getting out of high school so I could party later. You know, I was over there, you know, trying to bang every bitch I could fucking, that came my way, dude. That's how I was doing it back in the 95.
Yeah,
man.
Well, I was 12. How do you feel now?
You should have still been banging bitches back then, too, man, at 12 years old, man. Shit. You know, you're discovering your fucking theory, like, you know, hey.
I barely found out I had hairs down there, all right?
Yeah. Well, you know what,
it's like,
though?
Damn, bro.
When you have
three sprouts, you want
know.
To be banging everything?
That's what you know when you're banging. Hey, man, from what I heard, people were banging even before then, so I don't know. Some people. I have more head than others, man, but. Yeah, 1995.
Sorry, I didn't blossom that year. Ass. My bad.
You know, so.
You know what else was out there?
What was that?
A dope-ass jam.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Naughty by Nature.
Yes, sir.
Feel Me Flow. That was my cut right there. I remember that shit. Cold. See, 1995 was
dude,
dope
I was,
jam
I was
right
straight
there,
up
man.
Sitting on my grandma's porch. Had the fucking Iowa brand new 6-disc CD changer sitting on the fucking porch.
Shit.
Man,
see, you had a CD player, had a
3-year fucking lease deal on it, just in case.
Bro, I was happy because I got me
City was fire.
Damn, damn. I was happy because I got me my first cordless phone that year, man. Fucking 1995.
I didn't even have a pager.
Damn,
but I would be chilling on grandma's porch. Just, you know, it got two little tins. I kept them clean though, but there's two tins. And that's all we would do. We would sit on the porch. The homies would come through from across the street. We all just sit there, chill, drink soda chilling. Pop and whatnot.
Nice,
of course, there was
nice.
At least one or two people smoking herb at that time. I was just like, bro, all right, I guess, you know, do your thing, boo-boo. Get it. Yeah.
And but, back then, they were smoking stress. That's all they were smoking. It was either stress or chronic. Now you got all types of strains. It's like, fuck, man.
It's all over the place.
You know?
I should ask the weedologist over here. We got a personal one in the building. That would be your Spanish fly.
Shit. Someone in that industry. But that's neither here nor there. But anyways, I know these two fools probably got down and smoked a lot of pot.
10
to 10. Oh, wait a minute. We don't want to bring that guy in our podcast, man. We want to talk about that motherfucker right now.
There's a lot of salt in here, and I'm not just talking about the beer one.
Damn. But we already know that conversation. But anyway.
Well, yeah, that jam. That feel me flow was just going through my body at the time, man.
We're flowing.
Digging on that.
Chilling, drinking, smoking, feeling the flow every fucking day, man.
Let's
nice.
Hit these motherfuckers with some fire real quick. Let's throw out that Naughty by Nature.
Yeah, let's play that cut right now. We've got Naughty by Nature. This is Feel Me Flow, yes, sir. Right here on the Spanish Fly Experience. Drop that cut.
Bye. 40, so clap your hands and hold your shorty. I'm naughty.
Feeling the flow right here, Spanish Fly Experience.
As you can see, I got fans.
Yeah, you got your fans, your fan base over there. You know, we got fans everywhere.
You just call me Fat Bass?
Shit.
Terrible.
Fat at the base was way up. Yeah, skinny, I guess. I don't know. Your boy Spanish Fly right here along with Dan Medina.
What it do?
That's right. And of course, my producer to the right, Mr. Rudy Herrera. We got a little audience going on as well. We got Christina Herrera in the house.
Hey.
Going down right here in the city of Fresno in this fucking hot ass, hot July night right here doing this Spanish Fly Experience podcast. Right. Being brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing, villainsandsaintsclothing.com. That sounds like some Bobcat Goldthwait right there, man.
A little bit. It was Mr. Scream. That's what we wanted to be. We got it.
Mr. Scream. He'll throw any kind of voice in there. He said he'll throw a Bobcat Goldthwait and a fucking, you know, any kind. Hell yeah. Doing this podcast right here, man, with a few brews in our hands and talking about.
I'm feeling good right now.
Hell yeah, me too. Talking about the 90s up in here, man. Of course, we didn't even think about our next song. What are we going to play, man?
I don't know. There's a lot of, you know, producers got a list. We'll go through that list.
We'll go through our list here, man, of course. What we'll see.
All right. So while he's doing that.
We're talking about 1994, right? The year before 1995.
So when I was 11.
There was a dance that was out. that was pretty popular back then, man.
The Macarena?
That's later on.
My bad.
We're talking about Tootsie Roll.
Oh, shit.
Remember that one, man. Remember everybody was doing Tootsie Roll. But there was back then, I guess it was called the Butterfly.
That's when you used the whole body. He was like doing a workout. He was like, it was almost the chicken dance, but you threw your legs in it.
Yeah. It's a cardio on, man. Fucking doing the, doing the chicken dance.
But they did it right because then they got rid of the wings and they just said, you know what? We're going to do them legs.
But they called it a candy. He's like, fucking, went from wings to candy.
That's right. Because chocolate legs is sweet as candy.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what they wanted to tell you.
They're trying to lead you in that direction to think that
that's all right. They did a good job. Case. I swear to God, I watched that fucking video a lot.
I don't know, man. Back then, the videos was cool, man. But now I can't even find a good high quality video to watch on that fucking
song. What's
a
real good video? I mean,
well, to me, it's like, I mean, that shit looked like it was, you know, recorded off of a VHS fucking VCR and put it on fucking YouTube, man. It's it's all the little, you know, you gotta fix the tracking lines and all that bullshit. Yes, that's how old
Damn,
we talk about
this
tracking
said tracking lines, like these motherfuckers know what they talking about.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's how we did it.
Remember that button that just
90s.
Said tracking, you never knew what it did, you pressed it back and forth and all of a sudden the video just got messed up.
You had that one button, that knob, that fucking tracking on the view to the right, to the left, but can you really get it in the middle?
That's about 3 years before that button came out.
They had the round one and they had the button, and after that, it just did away with VHS. Said, fuck, we're going DVD now.
Damn.
You know, but I know, right? It's all,
not even Blu ray. Everything's
Blu
ray
is no more. Not even HD. It's all fucking streaming. All streaming, man.
Damn.
Blockbusters, the Hollywood videos, all those fucking places we used to visit back in the 90s. It's gone.
You know where I went, though? When I was a kid, we didn't have Blockbuster in our neighborhood. I lived in Madera. You know what we had? We had Monty's, bro.
Monty's a video store?
Nah, it wasn't even a video store, fool. It was a liquor store.
Oh, shit. They held the videos right there.
The bombest fucking potato wedges you ever had in your life, and you rent a video game and a movie. All the time, baby.
Yeah.
They would throw them out in the back, and we used to go scurry like little roaches and shit. Just got it.
I lived in the city of Parnier during my 90s, you know, during the 90s for a little while, man. Back then, it was a store called Mangrum's. Mangrum's Video Store, man. That was the place to be right there.
Magnum's? What?
Mangrum's. Mangrum's.
It's like Seagram's and Magnum's put together. That's not like a dirty-ass liquor store. That's what that is. That sounds like a dirty ass liquor store. I ain't trying to go there.
Yeah, that's yeah, where that, that was the video store back there, man. To get your videos. VHS, by the way. They didn't even have betas now. Betas disappeared hella quick, though.
But no, they did have.
And they've always had. Certain stores had the Betamax, but certain stores did away with them. They said, oh, we're too good for that. We're gonna go VHS, fuck beta.
You know, I'm going to go full-on nerd right now. You know, Betamax was like 10 times the quality of VHS. That people wasn't ready for it.
Yeah.
Damn.
They weren't ready. Oh, yeah. But I think they're going to be ready for that Tootsie Roll Jam right now.
I was about to say, man. You know, it's been long.
95 South, of course. You know, yeah. Fucking throwing back that, throwing down that dance back then.
And them 94. Boys, 69, singing. Ooh, we on that train, on that hard train.
Yeah. Let's do
see,
this,
that's
right?
Some other shit.
Damn. Oh, I thought you threw the Tootsie Roll on there. Oh, I had said it. I
don't even
this
worry
down,
about
man.
It. He's going to get it right now. But right you know here. What, though? This is the other thing is that when Tootsie Roll came out, they put out when we used to go to car shows. So I went to Individuals Car Show.
Oh, yeah.
And they handed me the Tootsie Roll CD for free.
Oh,
it was
shit.
A single disc on a compilation disc. So the first track on that Tootsie Roll was a compilation of their whole album. And
yeah.
Then the second track was Tootsie Roll.
Yep.
That
yep.
Shit was fire.
Yeah, that album was dope, man. That whole album was pretty dope. Man. A lot of bass.
You know, man, show you right. And what we're going to do right now, we're going to hit up that Tootsie Roll by 69 Boys. Yeah. That's right. Go ahead and do that shit.
Slide.
Yeah, one of the hottest dances back in the 90s. The Tootsie Roll. And of course, it was hot back in that summertime. 1994 right there. 69 boys throwing down a Tootsie Roll right here on the Spanish Fly Experience. Your boy right here, Spanish Fly, in the house. And of course, we are alongside my homeboys, this Rudy Herrera, my producer, doing it live and fucking in full effect right here in the city of Fresno. Along with my homeboy, Rudy, I'm sorry, Dan Medina. What's happening, homie?
What up, nigga?
What up, man?
That sounded a lot like Big Mike, and I'm sorry about that, guys.
Who's my bad, y'all. Who is Big Mike? Who's that guy?
That's just one of the homies back from Lowell Street. You know, he's chill. He's one of the homies.
Yeah, man. Well, the OG is right there.
He hypes us up. He does a lot of stuff for Villains and States, actually.
Yeah, he does.
He takes a lot of pictures for us. Him, his daughter. You know, they support. They represent. They support us. So we support them and everything they do. In fact, Big Mike, you could probably see him in some local movies and stuff. I know he does a lot of that thing, too.
Yeah, he just got cast for another movie.
I knew all the names of the movies, because I just spelled them out right now.
Isn't that food, man? You know what? You either Google them, IMDb, motherfucker. I don't know. Fucking just go straight to the source. Ask him.
He should get it, IMDb. That'd be dope.
All right. One of our own fucking doing that shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about the 1990s up in this bitch like we like to do every single time we come up on the mics. You know, listen, we love talking about that kind of music, man. That's how I am, man. During my teenage years, man, those were fucking like, you know, just every song has some type of meaning to it, you know.
But let's be honest, most of your songs is Keith Sweat anyway. Tell me.
We got an amateur singer up in the house, man. Man, we're going to have Keith Sweat put you on one of the background tracks, man. That fool is coming to the Fresno Fair, from what I saw.
Oh, shoot, really?
We'll have to see if we can put you on stage, man.
Don't worry about it, you know. It'll be the 24th. We're going to be all right with that.
Yeah. Well, he's either at the fair or he's over at the Woodward Park over there at the amphitheater doing the fucking old school shows for Mega 97.9.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fucking love jams that they throw you for Cinco de Mayo. What they call Cinco de Mega? Cinco de Mega. Do the Valentine's jams. Or they just throw some random fucking concert out there.
Corny. Oh, I love you.
Corny. This one corny over here.
You can't be talking about fucking Paul's people like that, man. They all tight-knit community.
Yes.
Damn.
I'm on
the
coattails, man.
You're going to use it all up, and you ain't going to get none of it.
These motherfuckers is on the coattails. You ain't that far behind, man. It's all good, man. Fucking 1990s. What a great fucking decade that was.
You know what's a dope-ass jam, though?
What's that?
One that just kind of, you know, I don't care who you are in this world. I don't care what's been going on. You probably heard this in the beginning during the intro to this motherfucker today.
What's that? It's fucking
Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Summertime. He was known as the Fresh Prince back in the day.
Yeah.
You know? But, of course, you know, he became an actor.
Way before Wesley Snipes.
He ain't as dark as Wesley Snipes, though.
No one is. I don't think anybody is.
Ain't nobody that bacon burnt and shit.
But, man, do you remember that?
Yeah. Summertime, that was 1991 right
you
there,
heard,
man.
You heard that song.
That was the anthem.
You was wilding out. You was at a barbecue. You was at a car show. It didn't matter. You were just chilling at home.
Yep.
Shit would just come on the radio out of nowhere. You'd be like, oh, summertime. Which, you know where they got that from, right?
Yeah.
That backbeat.
Yeah. That's one of the cool gang songs.
Summer Madness right there.
Cool gang song right there. Yep. Summer Madness. That background has been used a lot. You know who likes to use that little bit of that sort of musical flow? Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever know. It's like on a Baby Boy, the movie, they play that. And, of course, they even got... I know a couple of his songs too. They do that.
I'm gonna look this up real quick, but I know there was another song that Kool & Gang did that was the sequel to Summer Madness, and I'm pretty sure you might be able to guess what that song is called.
I'm pretty sure we got that.
And as soon as I find it, you know, shit's gonna be real. But, you know,
we're out here winging it right now. As you can tell, we don't really have anything in place. You know, we're going through.
That's the name of it.
Hell yeah.
So, the first one, Summer Madness, they actually had a second song called Winter Madness.
Yeah.
And nobody heard this shit.
Nobody knew who Winter Madness was, man.
Everybody was just like, nah, Barcades, you should have stopped in summer, bro.
Hell yeah. because nobody wants to drop no cuts during the wintertime, man. That's like Christmas music and shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you ain't talking about Jingle Bells like a little, none, bro.
It only gets like a month. Christmas music only gets like a month of recognition, and that's it. Summertime gets a whole 3-4 fucking months of exposure, man.
No, we start in May.
We start in May around here. We start early around this, especially here in the city of Fresno. Hot as fuck every fucking day.
But Summer Madness did give us that one joint by the Fresh Prince that was just fly as hell. And you know what? We're going to play you the full song now.
Yeah, we got this right here. This is Will Smith, little Fresh Prince, DJ Jazzy Jeff, Summertime.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm, just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Summertime.
Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Damn.
You know, Fresh Prince just said, fuck it. You'll drop Fresh Prince, just become Will Smith.
What the hell it is that one line where you're talking about everybody fun and maxing, chilling in the car, spending all day waxing.
Yeah.
I was fucking young buck. I didn't have no car, but what I did have was my lowrider bike. And me and my brother, we would just fucking sit out in front, wax that damn thing down. We had the Bondo lowered, spring action forks. We thought we was the dopest
shit. And some of us fucking would fix up our parents' cars and shit, at least try to help out on that part, you know. Wax them up, make them look all clean, even though you were in the back seat.
They clean, they tan, but they clean though.
Talking about Friday, 1994. You know, that's Friday after next, the second one. Yeah. That was 1999. We were talking about keeping them teens clean and shit, you know.
Mm, but, keep them teens clean.
Keep them teens clean, man. Spanish Fly right here up in this fucking hot ass fucking house right here chilling. It's just a little too hot, but it's all good. We get through this.
We got the producer wiping the sweat off his forehead right now. Mother. It sounds good though.
Of course, Dan Medina right here alongside me.
Yeah, what it do?
You know, Rudy Herrera over here wiping the sweat off his brow. You know,
That was loud. Not gonna lie.
Caught him by surprise.
I wasn't ready for that.
You better go check your 20s after that one. Probably got you on that one.
There might be a streak or two.
Damn.
We don't know.
Prior to getting here.
Yeah. The first one was, the second
that
was one
was. That was from that long ass ride you took up to fucking the cussing the fruit on your bike.
Yeah,
huh?
Man.
Yeah, man.
That was a dope ass ride, man. If you don't got a motorcycle, you should go get one. It's the best thing in the world right there.
Some people are too scared to ride motorcycles, man. Mall to midnight.
Yeah, I'm way out there. Producer's telling us stuff, or telling me stuff, and I'm just too gone to understand what he means right now.
Damn.
But tell you what, I'm going to write that down, and we gonna figure that out.
Yeah, even if we don't get it on this podcast, man, there'll be info out there on fucking either Facebook or on Instagram. Of course, you can look for it on the Villains of Saints Clothing, villainsofsaintsclothing.com website, or even on their Instagram, on our Instagram, I should say, and I'm a part of the crew. Look for it on our Instagram. We got all that info out there for you guys to check it out, you know. Gonna be a lot of food, gonna be music, and of course our fucking clothing brand is gonna be out there. We're gonna be out there supporting that shit as well. And we want you guys to look good wearing that shit. And I'm telling you, man, dope fucking, you know, lineup for all this stuff right here, you know. I'm talking to the mic, you know.
I'm gonna
Hey man, this isn't make fun of fucking DJ Spanish Fly here,
yeah,
man.
We're, yeah, it is.
You know,
it
we're
really
all
is.
Wait, hold on, man. You gotta fucking wanna clown on me on my own show, man.
You know what? There's something we used to say to people. When they used to get clowned out. Whoop, there it is.
Oh, shit. There it is.
Where'd that come from?
It's all good, man. 95 South right there, man.
95 South?
Hell yeah. I'm sorry. Hold on. I think I had a little bit too much alcohol.
Yeah, okay. Tag team.
I'm talking about 95 South's Whoop, there it is.
Whoop.
But not
Hey,
whoop.
You kids, get off my lawn.
Yeah. Whoop, there it is. But we got Whoop, there it is. This right here is from Tag Team. Gonna play this song for you right here. Yeah, yeah, tag team music full effect.
Do it. What are we doing there? Okay, so he started looking at his phone, but we're doing it right here on the Spanish Fly Experience.
Check it directed, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, rejoices. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, there it is, Hitman. All about now it's time for it to get on the mic and make this mother party hot. I'm taking it back to the old school because I'm an old fool who's so cool. If you want to get down, I'm gonna show you the way. There it is, let me hear you say. Rock the mic.
Uh-oh, I crave skin rip. Find a honey dip to dip it in. Slam dunk it, stick it, flip it and ride that B-double-O-T-Y, oh my. Ooh, that's it. Come on, whoop. There it is, I'm done. Sound that you have found amazing, outstanding, demanding, commanding you people dancing. That's a breath taker. I produce, aka The Undertaker. You want to come down to the underground old school? Here's a shovel. Can you dig it, fool? Can you dig it? To the two and one mic check, mass skill blow ill on the mess of steel. That's the grill of the microphone I just killed. Party people, it's your party tag team is through. Whoop, there it is. I thought you knew.
Whoop, there it is. Whoop.
It was a fucking Mexican dude. He fucking did Wump Cielo S. I don't know if you remember that one.
Damn.
Wump Cielo S. Remember that shit? That was a fucking day. They tried to fucking incorporate rap and Latinos back then. But of course, it ended up taking off after a while. Your boy Spanish Fly right here doing the Spanish Fly Experience podcast. That we try to do every single week, you know. But of course, we're going to keep on. But we're going to try to make this a weekly theme, man. You know, until we're told that we can't do this no more. But in the meantime, hell yeah, we're having a great time
you
doing this.
You can't do it.
You know, my boy Gamadine over here, Rudy Herrera off to the side, chilling.
How you doing? How you doing?
You know, fucking having a good time playing this music for you right here on this 1990s summer edition Spanish Fly Experience. Yeah, yeah. You know, drinking some cold-ass beers while we're doing it to keep ourselves cool.
Got the fans going. I'm feeling really good right now.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm feeling a little... You know, got a little bit of a head change finally going on. It took like 6-7 beers for me to get that way, but, you know, got to get a little bit more beside me. Hell yeah. That's how we do around this motherfucker.
We doing pound for pound, right?
Pound for pound, fucking ounce for ounce, fucking liquid ounce, give a fuck, whatever kind you want to do.
Damn.
Hell yeah. But, so how was your 90s summer, man? What kind of shit were you, like, getting into back then?
Oh, man, fuck, most of my 90s was, well, like I said, I was in my pre-teens and teens at the point.
Yeah, most of
them. So it was all middle school and fucking the beginning of high school at that point. That's when I was starting to learn about love, hate love, fucking hoes, bitches. But the greatest thing was I was all into music and not just listening to it. I was playing it. I was in a marching band, nigga.
Yeah, me too.
I was playing the bass drum. Shit was fire.
Yeah, I played.
Roosevelt High.
I was playing saxophones, fucking drums and shit too myself, man, in high school. You know, you want to roll.
You played the saxophone?
Saxophone.
Damn.
I played all fucking the baritone, the alto, and the tenor.
Damn.
And all three of them have fucking motherfucking saxophones.
You trying to be the next Dave Koz or what?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm trying to beat Kenny G, man. I would have fucking picked up the soprano. Motherfucking, I would have been up there with Kenny G.
Best song he ever did was with Michael Bolton.
Oh, yeah. Songbird, but that's what he's known for, Songbird.
No, he's known
for
Michael Bolton.
I know for fucking Songbird, Kenny G, Songbird. But anyway, keeping it fucking, you know, cool up in this motherfucker playing the 90s tracks. You know, hot jams, of course, on this hot-ass fucking summer night. And I know I'm a little bit buzzed right about now, but that's what we do. That's how much fun we have around here.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take it back to 1990 for you, man. You remember that group, Tony?
I do. I do recall.
They had a lot of good
jams.
Yep. Oh, yeah. You know, Out of where? In the '80s, one of the first jams was "Hey Little Walter." Remember that one?
You know, I vaguely remember that one. That's probably because I was probably like 7 at the time.
Yeah, but you know, you were still listening to music back then, man. You know you was. But yeah, this song right here is when it really took off. This feels good. Remember that one? Feels good.
I remember listening to that shit in the school bus on the way to school, on the way back from school. Chilling, living in Madera at the time. Yeah. Hey, you heard a bunch of fucking Mexican kids just bowing out that shit.
Nah.
That one white kid thought he had that point. He could do that soul music for you. It's like, nah, bro. Yeah.
And believe it or not, Tony wasn't their names. That was just like a little, they just threw those names and they spelled them differently. But, hell yeah. This feels good. Feeling good right here on a Saturday night doing Spanish Live podcast. Also, my boy Dan Medina, Rudy Herrera. Yeah, that is life for you.
Acapella, they had the rhythm and I had the rhyme. So then I hit it that one more time. It worked out and then they worked it in. Tony has done it again.
Tony, Tony, Tony. Of course, those weren't their names. Those weren't their first names.
I thought it was Tony, Tony, Tone.
Tony, Tony, Tony. Tony, Tony, Tony.
Tone? I didn't see no accent.
Yeah, there is. There's an accent right there. Check it out.
Boo. Yeah. No, Wikipedia don't know everything, fool.
Yeah,
no,
you don't know
either, motherfucker. Let me play Would You Mind. Let me play Would You Mind. That's all I'm going to say.
Damn. Rafael Sadiq was one of the lead singers. Of course, Dwayne Wiggins. And, Timothy Christian Riley and a whole bunch of other motherfuckers that was a
They all had T's in their name.
They had that. Rafael Sadiq, man. That was one of the lead singers of Tony, Tony, Tony. During the summertime, back then in the 90s, man. Dropping them cuts for you right here. The Spanish Fly Experience, fucking having a few brews on this fucking warm ass. You know, it's starting to get warm, not as hot as it was earlier, but it's still, you know, warmer than normal for fucking summertime, man.
Especially when you live in Central California.
Yeah, but when I lived at Sacramento, was fucking nice.
You
cool,
ain't
man. But
there,
you ain't burn no more. You ain't. Why you got used there. To that shit over there, man? It's all good shit.
Guess what? You back home.
Yeah, I'm back home where I belong, right here.
That's
fucking
right. So stop bringing up old shit.
Supposed to say old shit. Yeah, man, that was it, man. You know, that was part of my life for the last 6 years, man. But it's all good. I'm right here, having a good time. Drinking right here, fucking talking shit on each other every fucking day. We come up in this motherfucking having a great time. Drinking brew.
Damn.
Talking about, of course, you know, Villains and Saints clothing.
We're talking about a lot of things, you know. We are talking about Villains and Saints clothing.
But also, what else are we talking about, man?
We're going to talk about, you know, so I know I had mentioned that on July 28th, we're going to be doing a car show with Central, San Cal Drift. Sorry, excuse me. Bringing it back. I'm not going to lie, a little inebriated. But I know Villains of the States is working in tandem with them because we are both, and we both love those things that we fucking do. But the other thing that we got going on is we got another event coming in August 8th with Demon Thrift Shop, which is in downtown Fresno, right across from the Crest Theater. It's going to be called Midnight Mall, and there's going to be a bunch of clothing brands from all over Central California, and one of those brands is going to be us.
Yeah, we're going to be out there clothing. In full effect, Villains and Saints clothing, hell yeah.
Now, this is going to be for you night owls, because this event is going to go from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. So you're going to see all the latest gear, all the freshest stuff that you're going to get from all these clothing brands.
There's going to be some ladies out there.
Including us at Villains and Saints.
There's going to be some ladies out there.
Oh, there's going to be ladies. There's going to be everything that you want.
Yeah,
there's going to be a lot of music. There's going to be, you know, a good meet and greet. You're going to meet a lot of different people that night, and there's going to be a lot of things for you to see. A lot of things for you to buy. A lot of things for you to, you know, just, you know, excite yourself on. You might get motivated to do something yourself. You don't know what you might see between 10 at night and 1 a.m. You know, that's just
I've had all the crazy night out, all the fucking, you know, youngsters and, you know, everybody, no matter who or what you are. You like that nightlife, you can go out there and enjoy yourself. Have yourself a great fucking time.
You know what else is a fucking good time of day?
What's that?
Is the afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
Especially on a Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday fundio, man. Oh, shit. That's just a little song that we created with that was just motherfucking right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
You enjoy your Sunday fundio.
Sunday fundio, man.
But it's the afternoon time, bro.
That's Sunday afternoon, man. Of course, you know, we're talking about Lighter Shade of Brown, man. Rest in peace, man. Fucking, what was that? DWTX, right?
DWTX.
Passed away. Couple years ago, man, fucking young, passed away.
But isn't that song just a staple for fucking
the car show scene? Like anybody that used to go on cruising on Sunday afternoons, used to, like around here, of course, it was Roding Park, Kings Canyon, and fucking mainly Kings Canyon on Sundays back in the old school days, back in the '90s. That's when we used to roll over there, fucking all the time. Motherfuckers out there, low riders. Some people weren't even going out there with some Hyundai.
You know what I remember though? See, the thing is about those Sunday nights when we used to go out and cruise and stuff, hotties all over the place, cars, outside of cars, walking on the street, you know, chilling with the girls in the parking lot.
I know how, you know, people was going out there getting numbers.
They don't got that no more.
People was out there getting numbers out there, you know what I mean? And back then it was you actually legitimately hooked up with someone and maybe, you know, motherfucker probably had a baby by one, you know what I'm saying? In other words, but like, nowadays, it's like, it's all about social media.
Well, it's not even, because
it's not even
now,
as fun as it used to be.
Nobody wants to go to those things because, I got to get out of my car. I got to walk. I gotta talk to people. No, I just Snapchat them.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of these girls. Back
Brittany, bring your phone. We need a selfie.
Back in the day, girls used to love to dress up just to go out there and go cruise.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you got bitches.
It was
rolling
a
around.
Big to do.
You got bitches rolling around in sweats and, you know, fucking whatever else. Now they don't,
you know,
even
girls
fix
get
and
get
put
ready.
The buns up and shit.
You know, girls get
like,
ready to go to the club and listen to the new dank stuff and get all whippity boppity flippity flu over the
Bill Cosby over here, right?
Whatever they call that stuff, you know.
That's
my impression of the Migos, but whatever. They do all that. They get ready. They get excited. You know, back in the day, they used to do that just to go walk, just to go chill with their homegirls, just to go get excited, you know, about those kind of things. You know, individuals' car show used to come through. That's when you knew it was the beginning of the summer. That was the beginning of fucking cruising and all that
stuff.
They
were cruising in the Jeep with the bus, fucking like the Monte Carlos and your Impalas.
And the funny thing is that's when DVD players and the headsets started coming out towards the later part of those years.
Of course, yeah.
You know, they had the little things, and what did everybody do? They used to video record the box.
Uh-huh.
So you see, put on videos of the box that you can watch for free on TV.
Yeah.
And just let it roll.
You would even have people out there in Ford Astros. Chevy Astro vans out there fucking lowered on 13-inch Daytons and, you know, Ford Explorers.
Oh, the one that always got me is that these fools that would roll around in these Ford Tauruses just decked down as fast as they could.
13-inch Daytons, man.
Gold-plated.
Nowadays, it's all about the bigger the rim, man, the more fucking ball.
Oh, yeah, brother. You know, it's all about the smaller the rim you can get, the tighter
it
was. Now it's
all,
you got 45s. If you can run on a record player, you got 45s.
Shit.
You're on the max.
That
but
shit
it all was, happened
yeah,
right there
song,
on that
I'm
Sunday.
I'm pretty sure
yeah.
This song was bumping out of pretty much everyone's speakers.
Doesn't matter
back
what
then.
You. Yep.
This motherfucking song. Was
you could roll
out
in a Honda
speakers.
Accord. You could roll in an Astro van. You could have a deuce just fucking chilling.
Hell yeah!
But you was rolling on this song
right here. Light so, Shade of Brown on a Sunday afternoon.
DWTX. RIP.
Rest in peace, brother. Yeah. How we doing it? Spanish Fly Experience right here, dropping this cup for you. Hell yeah, yeah.
Sitting in the park on a Sunday afternoon, me and the crew just jamming the oldie tune, sipping on a cold bottle of brewski. Gave over a swig, he passed it back to me. Right about then, up came some other homies, Micah, Eli, PJ, Smooth, Phil, and Larry. Busted off the ice chest, Phil popped the cooler. Eli and Pete drunk brew, nothing better to do. Micah's cup, yo, was filled with bird. J Smooth had a cold glass too, you know it. Word, girls at the picnic bench preparing the food. The sky was clear and the weather was cool. Kids at the playground playing on the merry-go-rounds. All the cars cruising, bumping their funky sound. Cause it's Sunday, last day for a fun day. Back to business as usual come Monday. At the park, everything went real smooth. On a Sunday afternoon.
We were chilling in the park, just waiting for the sun to go down.
On a Sunday afternoon.
It was me, Shiro, and the homies, a lighter shade of brown.
On a Sunday afternoon.
I said chill. All the vatos in the park stay ill. Playing horseshoes to win a bill. Got inside the lamp and on the grill. So now we eat. The cops cruise by looking for the booze. But what Ruben had was plain and simply apple juice. Coming up short, just like a fool. A back to his car with nothing he could do. All the cars in the parking lot, low profile. And everywhere you look, you see somebody styling. Cars with lifts rolling deep with booming sounds. It's a good time to cruise around in the parking lot where the brownies were stacking. And all the vatos were looking for some action.
We were chilling in the park, just waiting for the sun to go down.
On a Sunday afternoon.
It was me, Shiro, and the homies, a lighter shade of brown.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Well, the sun was setting and it began to get dark, and we were getting ready to leave the park. We had a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had a good day.
Packed our stuff up and we was on our way. Yo, macking the brownies as we all cut them off at the pass. But they was all like a song as we pulled up
They were acting all shy to us, but S.A.'s yo, wanna know who's the flyers? We found out, and Jimmy Haps were passed out. Una esta fea, so hey, yo, Peps, you jacked out. Coming up short, they gave us no run. So yo, homies, consider this a dry
time
run.
Time to cruise the boulevard, time to have fun. Guaranteed to find a brownie while the night is young. We were rolling, yeah, looking real smooth. Cause cruising with it is how we ended our afternoon.
Smooth, chilling, just kicking it. With the top down, I low to the ground. I know they be watching.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, on a Sunday
heard,
afternoon.
By the way, they heard that drink part.
On a Sunday.
There you go.
Yeah. Spanish Flight right here. The Spanish Flight.
Man, I'm just...
Man, I was just... Man, you know what? When that song was playing, man, I was reminiscing of them days, man, rolling in them fucking them whips, man. Sometimes you didn't even care what kind of a car was. As long as they had rims back in, motherfuckers didn't even care. Dude. This shit was
That's crazy, true, because the other thing I was thinking about is, like, right now, we was just chilling. We wasn't even doing nothing. We was listening to the song and what we do. We was just started singing it like it was a thing to do. Like, you couldn't do nothing else but try to sing that song with him.
Yeah, of course. But, you know, it's like, but you were seeing, you remember back in the day, though, man, motherfuckers was getting high, sitting in the backseat of the homies with, and while they was rolling.
I don't know nothing about that. I was a church going feller. I did not do those such things.
He's lying, man. He's lying.
Jesus watches you all the time.
He's watching you right now live, motherfucker. You know he's lying.
You know what? Why are you lying?
Yeah, so I know you. We were talking about the 90s summers up in here. Of course, we're going to keep it modern with the, you know, the events that's going on.
Yeah.
What do we got coming up, Dan Medina?
All right, so once again, man, we on the 28th, we got the car meetup with San Cal Drift. Villains and Saints going to be there. We're going to be at Driftwell. It's going to be in Tower District. Bring your peoples. There's going to be food, DJ. Bring your cars. It's going to be a Sunday Funde. And you're going to be able to listen to that Lighter Shade of Brown song. And maybe you'll have more than apple juice. We won't. We'll have apple juice or at least some water.
Rudy,
it's going to be delicious.
Rudy's
going to
drink all the apple juice in, man.
Shit. Yeah. Yep, we're going to have some hot dogs. We got some chips.
Sodas, water. Maybe, you know, whatever the fuck we can throw out there for you guys, man.
It's going to be for everybody, man. So bring out your peoples. Bring out your cars. Come have a good day. Villains and Saints going to be there. San Cal Drift, trying to bring back a community that was once lost back to where it should be.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. Fucking reunion, man. Reuniting what once was, man, and trying to make it stronger this time around, man.
Thank you very much, Peaches and Herd.
Hell yeah. Peaches and Herd, but that's 70s, man. We talking about that shit.
Yeah. Another thing we got going on is on August 8th, we're going to be at Demon Thrift Shop in downtown Fresno. Villains and Saints at Demon Thrift Shop is across the street from the Crest Theater. They're going to be hosting the Midnight Mall. That's going to be from 10 to 1 a.m. So all you night owls that want to get fresh gear, learn about some people, listen to good music, get to know everybody, get to know what's going on in your community. There's going to be brands from all around California, other places, including your boys, Villains and Saints. Who knows? Yeah, we might have a discount or two for you. You don't know.
Man.
Maybe we throw a Spanish Fly discount on there.
10% off, man. Fucking hell yeah. Get something hooked up. You know what I mean?
But we'll figure that out. But for now, those are the two events we got going on. And as always, you can always find our merch on villainsandsaintsclothing.com. Get your gear. Yeah, feel fresh. You know.
Instagram, man. Fucking, you know. And you never know. You buy some merch, it might just throw you on the website one day, you know.
Hit us up on Instagram. Hit us up on Facebook. We always live to hear from the public. We like to know what you guys like, what you guys see, what are you feeling? What are you seeing that you just want to get down on? And, you know, maybe we can, you know, maybe we can set you up with some gear, you know, for a very, very good cause, you know?
Hell yeah.
That's how we do it.
That's a good cause. That's how we roll, man. Trying to make you look good while you
But we're always moving and shaking. Man, we're always trying to make the good deals come to you. So we're working on some projects right now, getting those things coming. You know, we're in talks with a few people to kind of get that, not just, you know, music and art and all those things. We're looking into the sports world. We're looking into, you know, all kinds of things to bring it fresh for you.
It'll be dope to see some villains in Saints fucking jerseys out there one day, man.
It sure as hell would be.
I'd be dope to look some fucking look forward to seeing some villains in Saints jerseys one day, man.
Well, Paul,
that shit clean, man. You know,
I tell you this, man.
What's up, man?
It's a good show. I dug it.
Did you? Same here, man. Of course, bro. You know what I'm saying? Have a good time with the boys out here chilling. Fucking my boy Rudy Herrera, my producer here, off to the side right here. We got my homeboy Dan Medina across the way. Fucking man.
Always a pleasure, man.
As the podcast kept on going, the beers kept on flowing. Man.
Yeah, we even took a little extra time today. We took a little extra time today, man.
Talking some shit, but it's all good, man. This is love for all you folks out there listening. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
He's gonna leave me hanging. Man. I'm shaking the brother's hand.
Oh shit. My bad.
Sleeping on the job. You know what? Scream, get him one time. Hey! Yeah, that was just a little too loud
over there, man. It's all good.
Because you need to wake up.
I'm tired as fuck, man.
Don't worry about it. We're gonna have some beers, we're gonna cheer up.
I only took an hour nap. That was an hour nap.
I'm sorry that you didn't get to sleep.
I'm sorry you didn't get that 6 you're used to.
Hey, well, y'all motherfuckers don't know my story right now, what I'm going through right now. You know, you guys do, but someone don't, but it's all good. You know what I'm talking about, but we ain't going to talk about this shit right here. Spanish Fly out the door, man. We fucking going to finish
you
up whatever.
You know I love you people.
We're going to finish up our beer that we got. Thank you so much for listening. Of course, thanks to my boy Rudy Herrera for producing this bullshit. Hell yeah. He said, fuck y'all. Casino over there. Hell yeah. And lick ass. You guys don't know what that is? You guys shouldn't be listening to this motherfucker. All the real tip. All right, man. We out. Thank you guys so much for listening. All right, let's drink the rest of these beers, boys. Let's do this.